Welcome everybody to Shir number 826. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to go through one quick thing. We're not up to there yet, but in our Simen Reish Ches, it talks about rice. Of course, we've spoken about the halachos of rice quite a bit over the last somewhat shiurim, but a while back, not now, I'm talking about a long time ago, so it's really worth reviewing again. But before we get to, like I said, we're in Reish Ches in the beginning. Rice is found, the halachos of rice is found in Sif Zion, which is sort of like in the middle. Just a quick, interesting note I wanted to talk about that people I think are not aware about. I wasn't aware, and I was brought to my attention by others also who also were not aware of it. Before I get to that, but what's the halacha of rice? Rice, regular cooked rice, I'm not getting into the regular, you know, grains of rice, is adama, but once it's cooked, regular cooked rice, plate of rice, cooked rice, or a dish that's made from, you know, into cooked rice and so on. And again, we're not getting into the whole rice cake issue we spoke about in the past. Maybe we'll talk about it again, how that works, but that's a different, depending on how it's made, right? The rice cake is made a certain way. But regular cooked rice, I cooked the rice, it's now a mizonos. The bracha on rice, cooked rice, is a mizonos. And the after bracha, which is very interesting, is a bur nefoshos. So you have a mizonos to start, and then a bur nefoshos afterwards. Of course, you only make the bur nefoshos as long as one ate a kazayas of the rice under a 4-minute period. Okay, eating a plate of rice, cooked rice, as long as you make a mizonos, as long as you ate at some point in the eating of that plate of rice, you ate a mizonos, you ate a kazayas under a 4-minute period, then you will make a bar nefoshos. Not an alamechia bar nefoshos. But the point of today's shiur, what I want to talk about for a minute is, what about rice flour, right? We've spoken about in the past, you have the five grains, you have wheat, barley, spelt, oats, right? Rye, and all that we know when it's ground up, made into a, so when it's ground up and it's made into a food, right? One out of five grains. If it's a bread-like food, something baked, then it's a bread-like food, so it's a motzi, right? If it's made into a snack type food, cookies, cakes, or whatever, so then we know, of course, it's mizonos. And the after bracha, again, when those five grains are flour, the after bracha is either benching or alamichi, fine, when it's ground up. But the other grains, like we've spoken about in the past, you have, for example, corn, right? When ground up corn flour would be a shahakal. You have sometimes nuts, you have almonds, you have cashews ground up, shahakal, all those are shahakal. In general, the other grains that are ground up is in general shahakal. So but rice is very interesting that we know it's a, in general it's mizonos, but when it's ground up into flour, it's not a shahakal. That's a very interesting thing because we know the other grains, right? The five grains that ground up, either hamotzi or mizonos, benching alamechi, fine. And the other grains, right, corn and all the other grains in general, ground up, made into a flour, is shahakal. So, rice, what's the story on rice? So it's very interesting to note that Mishabura tells us in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura explaining the Shulchan Aruch, and now it's Simen Shin Reish Ches, and the Mishabura actually talks about it in Sifkat Nechav Ches, that the bracha is still a mizonos. Even though the rice is made into flour, right? And now you make, let's say, bread from the rice flour, the bracha will be a mizonos. The same thing, mizonos and a and bar nefoshes at the end. You're using the flour for whatever the reason is, and it's rice flour. It's not shahakal. The bracha would be a mizonos on that flour. So just to read from the Mishnah Berura, how he explains it, it's a fakat nechof chof ches. So he says like this, the pas shaloi, right? You have this, rice. You have it ground up. He's quoting the Machaber, Sif Zayin, Reish Ches Sif Zayin. Mevarach alav, so he says, even if somebody's going to make bread from it, from flour, and then you make a bar nefoshes afterwards. And the Mishabur is explaining. He says that the pas shaloi oitav shel, that the, so what's the reason why this flour stays a mizonos. Why doesn't it change to shahakol like all the other grains? By the five grains, we know wheat, spelt, and so on, right? And oats, so all that, fine. So that's chashiv and praises Eretz Yisrael, right? And it's a real zon. We went through the whole thing over there, whatever the case is. But it's in the pasuk, wrote down the pasuk and so on. So we know in mizon, you make a hamotzi or mizonos. So, but and all the other grains, it's shahakol. So why is rice like in the middle? Why is rice when it's ground up, when it's cooked, okay, fine, I understand mizonos. You want to tell me mizonos because it's masbia, it fills a person up, right? But now when it's ground up into flour, really technically it should be a shahakol. But what we're seeing that it's a mizonos, the pas shaloy, itav shiloy, says the Mishabura, again in Sivkot and Chof Ches, itav shila masbia v'soyit halev, it mamish fills a person up. Kamoy mechameshes minei dagan, it's very similar to the chameshes minei dagan. In other words, it's sort of like in the middle of the rice. It's very similar to the chameshes minei dagan. In other words, the five grains, right? Wheat, oats, and so on, all those five grains. It's very similar in the fact that it fills a person up. But yet it's not, you can't say it's the same, has the same level as them, because those are in the pasuk separately and they praise Eretz Yisrael, right, and the whole story but what we spoke about, but yet the rice is on a higher level than all the other grains, whereby when they ground up corn and so on, right, it's going to be a shahakal. So we're going to say that since by rice, two things. Number one, on cooked rice, you're making a mizonos, and even the flour, even something, a dish, you have bread, whatever the case is, that's made. We're talking about when it's only rice flour. Obviously, if you mix in one of the other five grains, so then it's going to change to either hamotzi or mizonos. That's not the issue. We're talking about right now pure flour, rice flour, right? Somebody mentioned to me a long time ago where the whole shaila came up. They have something called, you have these gluten-free pizza and this, whatever, these type of breads or whatever's gluten-free, and they have apparently they have in some of these pizza stores rice flour dough. So what do you do with that? We're not getting into making, if you have to wash on the pizza, whatever we're talking about, but the dough itself, right? You have the rice bread or you have rice pizza, whatever, but it's made, the thing is, it's made now from rice flour, and assuming that that's the that's the ikker, that's the main, you want to know what bracha you make on that dough, right? I'm eating some dough that's made from rice flour, so the answer is, even though it's ground up flour, we're going to tell you that it's mizonos. It's a mizonos, and of course a bar nefoshos, as long as one ate a kezias under a 4-minute period. So let's just finish off with the, so that's what the Mishabura tells us, the pas shaloi, bread made from this flour, from ground up rice flour, and he says it's more than all the other grains, right? It's more than all the other shar mina kidneys and all the other grains. In other words, it's different. It's different than all the other grains. You can't say that the rice will have the same halacha as pure bread, right? You're not going to make hamotzi on it. It doesn't have the same halacha as that. So like we said, it's sort of in the middle. Okay, we'll stop here. But the point is of today's shir, obviously, I wanted to just stress, and we should understand, that ground up rice is sort of like on its own. One, it doesn't have the bracha of hamotzi, and it has the bracha of mizonos, but it doesn't become a hamotzi like by the five grains if it's baked, and even if you're going to bake bread, and number one, that's going upwards and going downwards, it doesn't take on a shahakal like all the other grains, but it has its own mizonos and bar nefoshos, even though one might go ahead and bake bread out of rice flour. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.